All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on fasting. We have our regular co-hosts coming in. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of all of them. We're going to have Wegedesk. We're going to have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and also my brother, Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and also the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, which is Lady Faima. So we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have a group called My Sleeping Karma and The Devil and the Almighty Blues, and also Olivia Holt, Luca Stricanoli, and if we have time, we have some Kitty Daisy and Lewis. So stay tuned for all that. We thank all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Spain, from Sweden, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from China, from Japan, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all over the United States, all over Canada. And we thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, wonderful place. So thank you all for joining us. We're going to play our energizing music for the start. It's pretty powerful and deep, and it's from My Sleep in Karma, and the name of their song is called Moksha. So have a listen to that, and we'll get on with our program. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. All right, we're back. That was My Sleep in Karma, and their song was called Moksha. And yeah, that was pretty powerful, pretty deep. That's talk about going around into the universe. And yeah, we weren't able to get a hold of our brother Wegedus for now, but we're going to start off the show, and we're going to do what he has always taught us, and we're going to do some deep breaths. We're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity in the world and all the good things, and we're going to imagine exhaling and getting rid of all of our negativity and things that build up in us throughout our week and weekdays. And so we're going to inhale on the count of three. So 1, 2, 3, in through the nose. Ooh, boy. And we have on our line with us, we also have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, we have a subject today, and it's on fasting. And I was almost repeating one of our last ones, which was going to be on... what was I going to do it on? I think it was going to be again on something else. But anyways, I spoke with, I learned from Wegedesk, and he's the one that informed me. And so we decided on fasting. And yeah, it's something that's different in the world. And we'd love to hear your words on fasting.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I'm really looking forward to what everyone else is going to be saying as well. Yeah, right away, I mean, I'm thinking of the different types of fasting that there are. And some of those fasting, some of the fasting is for different people connected to some spiritual practices or religious or cultural practices. And then other people just, you know, it's more specific to health practices and stuff. And the thing that I really like about the fasting when it's done with, you know, especially when it's not a dry fast, because that can have some, you know, inherent dangers in it with to do with electrolytes and stuff. But I like the fact that it sort of can trigger what I call the cleanup crew. And I think the science word is autophagy, but it's basically, it triggers the body to use its own cleanup process for getting, you know, running around in the bloodstream and gathering up cells that could be, you know, cancerous or sickness inducing and that type of thing, and eliminating it through our natural systems that we have in place. And I've found for myself when I have done fasting, like the first, depending on what I ate before, like leading up to it, the first 48 hours, every once in a while, it's like really hungry or real low blood sugar and kind of, you know, cranky or edgy. But after the 2 days, it really starts to, it's like a shift in energy. And I can become quite energized in a surprising way. And I'm really interested to hear what has been the case for you.
Well, for me, I've tried it a few times, and goes back to the one that really stands out the most was when I was going to a university out in Saskatchewan, and I had a good buddy there, and he was the one that invited and asked me to join him. And And I've been trying to get a hold of him, but I haven't been able to find him and get a hold of him. But I remember we did this, we were supposed to do it for a week. And I found out that, you know, I shouldn't chew gum.
Oh, no. Because things that we do, some people don't realize, like juice or gum or other things are like actually not necessary, depending on the type of fat. But generally, it changes what happens fast-wise.
Yeah.
The postie is here, the poor guy. I don't know if you can hear my dog ready to be a guard dog.
So
chewing gum was the thing that you realized, like, oh, that could impact the fast.
Yeah. So I know it's really great for, like, combined with meditation. And I think that was where my buddy was going with it, is he wanted to, like, go for some deep meditation and get into a very spiritual sense of guidance, I guess. And so I joined him, and that's what I did. I realized after, because he told me, because, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just chewing gum.
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Yeah, and I guess it, like, threw me off of whatever rhythm I was going for, or, you know, being involved with that kind of a mindset.
Yeah.
And so I was just remembering that kind of stuff, because the thing that really made me think about that too also was our brother Wegedesk, and he's involved with that type of meditation and fasting, and I see and hear a lot of great things that he's able to pick up on and be in tune with, and helpful to himself and, you know, to many people around, because I get to listen to him on his podcast and his YouTube channel, and he brings out some very insightful things, and it just reminded me, like, you know, these are things that we should be sharing with each other and getting into to improve ourselves. And of course, when we're able to improve ourselves, you know, it'll be reflection onto the world and the people around us. So that was one of the things that I was very interested in doing and getting involved with also. And mostly I wanted to, like, you know, tap into other people and what their thoughts are on that subject. Mm-hmm. And not only will it help me, you know, it's going to benefit our listeners out there too.
Yeah. A couple of other things too is there's for females, because we're more, our biology is a little more complex with the hormone variations and stuff, the complexities. There's a really good author, Mindy Peltz, who I have followed, and she gives a really good solid background for women in particular, because they can use the power of their natural body cycles and rhythms to help optimize fasting for that's specific to females. And then obviously there's like there's also like the individual health things too. Like if a person has type 1 or type 2 diabetes, the implications for fasting are very customized and different as well. So there's that uniqueness of everybody's body and their health profile and situation, what their body needs are. But I we have a fearful, there is a general fearfulness around not eating too sometimes, like not totally, I mean, some of it very rational. None of us want to starve, right? But there's also a fearfulness of more about not eating than what we're eating sometimes. Like, not that fearfulness is a great place to start from, but I mean, can I just share a quick story during about that? That
yes, happened? Go.
Okay, so it's kind of funny. I'm laughing before I've even shared it with you. But when the grocery stores, during the whole shutdown and stuff with the pandemic, there were shelves that were we're starting to empty toilet paper, most notably, but other things with food. And the woman in the in this checkout line up in front of me, she was like, "Oh my goodness, like we're running out of food on the shelves and all this." And I guess my answer, my response was kind of surprising, because I went, "Well, you know, if we all eat a lot less in general, and we can fast, we can help our health, and we can kind of make the food go longer." And she just looked at me like I was from Mars, but also had, I think I scared her, because she had this look on her face like, "Do you know something that I don't know? Like that we're going to have a shortage of food and stuff," which of course is a possibility always. But what we eat when we do eat is really, you know, I know that's pointing out something obvious, but I think it's easy to go on autopilot. And anything we put in our mouth is nutrition when that's not necessarily the case. So, oh my goodness, I scared that poor woman with my fast comment. So,
yeah, I think that, you know, as, you know, when we're fasting and stuff, it's like we're substituting, you know, our physical food with spiritual food.
Oh, lovely. And I like that.
Yeah, and you know, we get more in tune with, you know, humanity, the universe, and you know, things that we're really looking for in the world as purpose and a direction, so to speak.
Yes.
And I did notice that, you know, very many people that are involved with deep spiritual teachings and like, because I studied a lot of theology, and many of the great theologists and leaders of these religious groups, like Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, Muslims, you know, all these things were, all these great leaders that started these ways of thinking and teachings for the people at those times. And, you know, it kind of relates to us now. And and they can be helpful in a way of providing like a map. And yeah, so I'm just getting into that kind of a realm.
I love that comment earlier too. Like there's a long standing spiritual traditions that seem to expand a variety of spiritual and religious practices. But also I really love that idea of it, instead of, you know, not instead of, it's a shift of direction of where our focus of nourishment is. Like there's the nourishment of food that provides our bodies, but now we can shift when we're fasting. It helps us to connect to and focus on that nourishment spiritually.
Yeah. And create some enlightenment that we so desperately need.
That's true. Yeah. I thought I had arrived, but apparently I need a lot more work. So.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. I guess we're going to have to carry on with our program here. And,
yes.
We'll keep you on the program for the time being. We're going to be right back, so stay tuned, everyone.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our show here. And we're going to play some more music, though. And it's going to be a group called The Devil and the Almighty Blues. And their song is called The Ghosts of Charlie Barracuda. So let's have a listen
Charlie
to that.
Barracuda?
Yeah, The Ghosts of Charlie Barracuda. So have a listen, everyone. Enjoy.